from KQED.
Our series on state parks in peril, called On the Rocks, continues today with the story of Henrico, just east of San Jose. It may not be one of California's most visited parks or its most profitable, but the local volunteers who help care for Co love it. So much so, they raised more than $1 million to take the park off the state's closure list. What does it take to get a 7-year-old to put down his iPad? Give him something cooler to contemplate, like a real deer antler.
Be careful, I don't want that to fall. Did you feel that? Did you feel that antler?
Yeah, I did.
Feel how heavy that is.
Volunteer Ann Briggs occupies a couple of pint-sized campers at the visitor's center. She's one of 34,000 volunteers around the state who help keep the parks going. Stepping outside, I can tell you this is the biggest state park in Northern California, 130 square miles of rolling hills, but that doesn't give you a picture the way Ann Briggs can.
You can backpack 6 days and never cross yourself and probably never see another soul.
From some of the ridgetops of Henrico, you can see the Sierra. With a pair of binoculars, when the Central Valley smog lifts, you can pick out Half Dome in Yosemite. From another ridge facing south, you can see Monterey Bay. As volunteer Bob Patry likes to put it, you can't quite see forever, but pretty close to it on a clear day.
These hills look pretty much the same today as they did in the 1850s.
Patry is from New York State, a transplant who came west to work in Silicon Valley. He's hiked every trail in this vast stretch of former ranch land, dotted with oak trees and meadows that burst with wildflowers each spring, which give way to broad expanses of chaparral. Just months after the announcement that Co was closing, Patry and the other members of the Co Park Preservation Fund lined up more than $1 million, much of it from their own pockets. But giving the state of California $1 million isn't as easy as you might think. It took from July till December to get everybody's signatures on the dotted lines.
The more people who have an oar in the water, you know, the more likely the water is to get all messed up.
And there were accounting issues.
We do not budget at a park level. We budget at a sector level because we are deploying staff across many parks.
Ruth Coleman is the head of the State Parks Agency. While she's actively encouraging donations and rescue plans like the one at Co, she says the math has to pencil out, and that's a little more complicated than you might think.
We no longer can afford to have individuals at parks. So then when somebody comes in saying, I want to fund that park, we're now having to tease out what portion of that ranger's time was spent at Henrico versus the other parks that are in that area.
State lawmakers anticipated that nonprofit groups might want to borrow a state park for a few years until the budget improves, and they passed a law allowing for that. But big parks like Co need a law enforcement presence that volunteers can't provide. Just imagine Ann Briggs trying to read the riot act to armed gunmen running a pot grow.
You can't. You simply can't. And as a long-term and older volunteer myself, I would hesitate too.
Bob Patry says the volunteers here look to the rangers, who are sworn peace officers, to keep park visitors of all kinds in line.
Criminal activity without the presence of, you know, rangers and so on, well, you'd just be inviting it.
Another major concern is safety. State lawmakers passed legislation granting California immunity from prosecution should somebody enter a closed park and become injured.
But to me, that seems kind of foolish. I don't know how you can write a law that exempts you from liability for something that you own.
Minor accidents like a sprained ankle can become life-threatening if there's nobody to notice you haven't returned from the trail in days. And while periodic aerial flyovers might catch pot patches, they're not likely to spot poachers, squatters, or incipient wildfires. So for the next 3 fiscal years, Patry and his pals will cover the salaries of 2 rangers, a park maintenance worker, and 2 aides. Back in the visitor's center, Ranger Cameron Bowers offers his gratitude to the volunteers for saving his job. It's a vote of confidence from the people he works with, but also an investment in building Co's future volunteer force of park lovers. It's part of Bowers' job to take second graders on what is, for many, their first camping trip ever.
When I do outreach to schools, I ask the kids, who owns the park?
Who do I work for? And they always say the governor. They say everything else except the people of California, and that's what I want them to know, is that I work for them.
Many co-volunteers are scientists. Maybe not surprising given the park's proximity to Silicon Valley. We've got more on how they pair their passion for science with their passion for co. Look for the link online at californiareport.org. Next week, would anybody care if some state parks were padlocked?
A large portion of our visitors here at Fort Tejon State Historic Park are people who don't even realize that they're stopping at a state park. They usually end up breaking down where they see that it's a restroom stop, and they stop there.
That's Monday, when On the Rocks continues.